We're in Siman Dalet. We are up to Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Ches. We'll be finishing from Yud Ches till the end of the Siman. Now, up until now, we were dealing with the halachas and Atilas Yudayin in the morning. We saw that, number one, when you wake up, we have Ruach Ra on our hands, and we've got to go and get rid of that. That required Atilas Yudayin in the very special way of Negel Vaser. Aside from that, there's a halacha that you cannot say a pasig, you couldn't daven, couldn't say a bracha, couldn't learn, unless your hands were clean. For that, we needed nikiyus. And then, there was a mitzvah of washing your hands for davening. Included in that mitzvah was also the fact that when it came to shachris, Chazal were mitakin for us to say the bracha of al netilas yadayim. And we saw the two reasons, the Rush, who said that it was just in order to enable us to daven, because our hands weren't clean, and the Rashba, who explained that we were created anew, and here we are in our service of Hashem, beginning the day, very much like the service in the Beis HaMikdash, we must wash our hands. For that, they made it a mitzvah with the bracha. We saw that these different netilas had different halachas. So, for example, the halacha was that when it came to washing negel vaser, you have to wash each hand three times to get rid of the rachra. You dafka have to use a keli, a cup, going into another cup, going into another keli. When it came to washing for davening, so we saw there also you've got to wash your whole hand, although there was no need for washing it in the way you did for negel vaser. For nikias, you didn't even need water. All you had to do was make sure that you get your hands clean. The Shulchan Aruch now in Sif Yud Ches gives us a list of things that need netilas yadayim. The Mishneh Berurah explains that these are not all the same chiyuv of netilas yadayim. Some of them are a matter of ruach ra, others are a matter of nikias. So let's go through the list in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, Elu devarim tzrichin netila b'mayim. These are the things that need netilas yadayim with water. What are they? Hakam amitu, when you get up in the morning. So that we saw was ruach ra, and you needed to wash each hand three times. Vayotze mi beis hakiseh, walking out of the washroom. Meaning, even if one did not use the washroom, simply walking in and out of a washroom is mechayev netila, because there is ruach ra there, mi beis hamerchatz. The same thing goes for a bathhouse. Hanotel tziparnov, one who cuts his nails. Hacholetz min olav, one who removes his shoes. Vahnogeya Baraglov, one who touches his feet. Vachofev Rosho, one who shampoos his head. Vyesh Omrim Haholech Bein HaMesim, someone who goes among the deceased. Umishenoga Bemes, or someone who touches one who is deceased. Umishem Mafli Kalov, one who removes the lice from his clothing. And this is even if one did not touch any of the lice. He didn't find any, but looking for lice is Mechayev Netilas Yadayim. Vamishamish mitoso, marital relations. Vanogea bekina, or someone who touches lice. Vanogea begufo beyado, someone who touches any of the covered places with his hand, a covered place in his body with his hand. So this is the entire list. Now, in this entire list, most of them were a matter of ruach ra. Most of them needed washing the hands completely because of ruach ra. And as the Mishneh Berurah points out, and we'll see a little later in the Shulchan Aruch, that is supposed to be done immediately. To remove Ruach Ra is something that is necessary as soon as one can, because allowing Ruach Ra to linger is not especially healthy, and we'll see all kinds of things that happen when one allows them to linger, one allows it to linger. Also, when you wash for Ruach Ra, you've got to wash the entire hand, preferably all the way to the wrist, if not, at least to the fingers. At least wash the fingers, the same way we do on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, when it's also to wash the entire hand. So there we saw that you can get away with washing your fingers for removing Ruach Ra. Not so when we're dealing with hands that are filthy, and all you're trying to do is get rid of the dirt. So what's included in that? So the Mishneh Berurah explains that Cholitz Min Olav, removing shoes, is not a matter for Ruach Ra. Others disagree. The Mishneh Berurah says that removing shoes, touching your shoes, is just a matter of lichluch, which means all you've got to do is make sure that you wash where you touched, and if you don't have water, you can use anything else that will cleanse your hands. The same thing, he says, applies to Nogeya Baraglov and Chofef Rosho, which means that if you're doing the motions of scratching the head, or in the case of someone who touches his feet, there it's a matter of lichluch, it is only a matter of nikius. It has nothing to do with Ruach Ra. So it turns out that all of the other things were a matter of Ruach Ra, and these things were merely a matter of Nikias. Now, although the Mishnah Berurah said that for Nikias, all one has to do is cleanse himself, and really you don't even need water, the exception is for davening, and we're going to be seeing this over again. Meaning, there's a mitzvah of Hikon Lekras HaLekech Yisroel, where if you know that your hands are filthy, or you think that your hands may be filthy, you are required to wash them with water for davening, if you can. It will be mutter to daven if you just cleanse the part of your hand that is filthy. But there's a mitzvah of washing your hands for davening with water. So, once again, we have Ruach Ra, where you've got to use water. We have Nikius, where you do not have to use water in order to enable you to say psukim, to daven, to learn. There, all you've got to do is get rid of the filth with anything. Anything that will cleanse your hands. It does not have to be water. It can even be a cloth. And you don't have to clean your entire hand, just the part that got filthy. The third halacha will be that when it comes to davening, if your hands may be filthy, there is a requirement to actually wash your hands with water, if you can. If not, then the halacha of Nikias will say that so long as you got your hands clean, you'd be allowed to daven and say psukim. Now, we saw that when it came to negelvasser, getting rid of the ruach ra in the morning, there was a very special way of washing. That does not apply to all other cases of ruach ra. All the Machaber said, Elu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila, all he said was that you need Netila B'mayim, you need water. He did not say that you need a cup into another keli. He did not say washing three times. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Poskim say that when the halacha of washing with a cup in three times applies also for Holach Bein HaMesim, someone who walks among the deceased. Now, what's included in walking among the deceased? So, number one, someone who goes to a levaya, he goes to a funeral, and is malava the mace, he actually follows the deceased for four amos. He would have to wash his hands using a cup, three times each hand, the same way we wash for negel vasser in the morning. The post can also bring down, this is mentioned in Yoredeya, and Mishnah Berurah mentions it here, that it is minhag Yisrael not to walk into a building until after having washed hands, coming back from a funeral, from a levaya. And the lashon there is minhag Yisrael Torah. Even though we don't know where it comes from, since it is minhag Yisrael, we consider that an absolute necessity. So, when going to a funeral, having followed the mace, the other one is walking into a cemetery. If one walks into a cemetery, then when he comes out, he must wash his hands, and again, here he's got to use a cup, he's got to use water, and wash each hand three times. All the other cases of Ruach Ra, that is unnecessary. For all the other cases of Ruach Ra, one just has to use water. Now, there are some who have a minag that when coming out of the washroom, they will also use a cup. They will also wash their hands three times like negel vasser. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that the Magen Avraham disagrees with that, and the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it, the Magen Avraham disproves it, meaning he refutes all of the possible sources to that. Now, we now go back to that list of things that require Netilas Yadayim just for Nikias. So we said that someone who touches his shoes. He takes off his shoes, he touches his feet, or he scratches his head. Now, we're soon going to see that the halacha is that these are all included in touching places that are covered. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that in a place where people walk around barefoot, the feet are not considered a covered place. And as a result of it, if one touches his feet, it could be that he doesn't have to wash. Now, one may ask, but the feet walk on the floor, why aren't they filthy? It would seem that the Mishnah Berurah holds that in places where people walk barefoot, they are careful where they walk. Unlike when we wear shoes where we'll step on anything, when people walk around barefoot all the time, they're careful what they step on, and therefore we would not consider the feet as being filthy. So the Mishnah Berurah leaves that as a suffix in a place where people walk barefoot, whether or not that would require require for one to wash his hands for touching. Now, the other one was, if one is removing lice from one's clothing, that requires Netilas Yadayim for Ruach Ra. The Mishnah Berurah says that if one touches a fly, one kills a fly, say, any other creature, The halacha there is that unlike getting rid of lice from clothing, that would only require washing one's hands for nikiyus. So you can cleanse your hands with anything. You don't have to wash the entire hand, only the part of the hand that became filthy. And this halacha that you're supposed to do it immediately because we do not want the ruach rot to linger, that would only apply when removing lice. That would not apply when it comes to killing any kind of animal. So we had our list here. Most of these things were because of ruach ra. The exceptions were touching these places that are filthy, which now takes us to Sif Yud Tes. Hamakis dam mehaksafim. If someone does bloodletting from his shoulders, v'lo notel yadav, and did not wash his hands, mefached zayin yamin. So the Mechaber is telling us that when one does bloodletting, they are required to wash their hands afterwards. Not only that, but if you don't wash your hands, then for 7 days you're going to walk around in fear. Then he says, Hamagaleach, what happens if someone cuts his hair and does not wash his hands? He fears for 3 days. So here also we have a halacha. We just learned then that you are required to wash your hands after cutting your hair, after having your hair cut. So this is, once again, an inyan of ruach ra. If this were merely a matter of nikiyus, we wouldn't have to worry for 3 days or 7 days. So that we have two more to add to the list, and that is Hakazas Dam, bloodletting, and the other one is Hamagaleach, which is cutting one's hair. That includes shaving. Hanotel Tziparnov, this was mentioned, Velo Notel Yodav, if someone cut his nails and didn't wash his hands, so it says he fears for 1 day, but unlike the others, where apparently the fear will be understood, this fear will not be. He will not know what he's afraid of. He'll just walk around with the sensation of being afraid of something and not quite know what it is that he's afraid of. So these are all issues of Ruach Ra. The next one is Sifchav Harochetz Pana Volonogvam Yafe. This has nothing to do with Ruach Ra. If you wash your face and did not dry it well, so it says that the skin will begin to split. It'll dry out and split. Now, here what we're saying is be careful that you don't walk around with a wet face. When you wash your face, you're supposed to dry it. Or one can get boils. With beet juice, washing one's face in beet juice will remove whatever consequences he suffered for not washing, for not drying his face after washing it. Now he says, in davening, as well as in the middle of a meal, you have to be careful not to touch shoch, yorech, meaning parts of the leg that are normally covered, uvim komos hamachusim ba'adam, all other places in the person that are generally covered, because they have milmule zeya, they have areas that are filled with sweat, where one perspires there, and Mishnah Berurah brings down, sweat is considered dangerous. All the sweat of the body should not be eaten. You have to be careful that you don't swallow it, with the exception of zeas hapanim, the sweat of the face or of the neck, and the simen ledover is the pasuk bezeas apecha tochal lechem. The sweat of the apayim is not something that one has to be afraid of being poisonous. But in touching any other area that is sweaty, one has to be careful for eating as well as for davening or learning. The reason being, for eating, it's dangerous, but for davening and learning, it's also a matter of nikiyus, and for eating as well. It's not only a matter of the sweat being dangerous, but in the middle of the meal, you're not supposed to get your hands filthy. We had a mitzvah of netilas yadayim before the suda. You're supposed to keep your hands clean. Now, what happens if one did get his hands filthy? So in the middle of eating, one would have to rewash his hands. The Mishnah Berurah sends us to what he says later. He refers us to his psak later, which is that, according to most poskim, you do not say another al netilas yadayim. With regard to davening, if you can, you're supposed to go and wash your hands again. So in the middle of davening, you touched a part of your body that is normally covered. The halacha would be that you're supposed to go and actually wash your hands again. This goes for Kriya Shema, and this goes for Shmona Esrei. If one is in a situation, for example, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, he accidentally touched a place that is Machayev another Netila, he wouldn't have to wash his hands. He's not supposed to walk out of Shmona Esrei in order to wash his hands, but there he would have to go and rub his hands on something that would get them clean. Otherwise, before Shmona Esrei, one is supposed to wash his hands, because there's a mitzvah of having clean hands for Shmona Esrei and for Shema. And clean hands with water. Not just clean hands for anything else. The halacha is, in order to say psukim, for example, just get them clean with anything. But for tefillah, we said, there's a mitzvah of making sure that you used water. Then it says, V'chein shelo l'chachich barosha, don't scratch your head. So if you scratch your head, the halacha is this goes for any part of the head. You see, if you touch your, say you touch your head, the part that is not normally covered by the kippah, that would not be mechayev netilas yadayim. That's a makom magula. Whereas, if you scratch your head, the halacha is that you would have to wash your hands.